The Eurodish Project, studying the need for food and health research infrastructures in Europe. Eurodish is a three-year European Commission-funded project that aims to strengthen research and improve knowledge for public health nutrition strategies across Europe. We spoke with three people coordinating the project. We asked Green Popper, who works for Leihwageningen UR, an applied DLO research centre of Wageningen University and Research Centre. What is the Eurodish project?
Well, Eurodish is a project in the framework program of the European Commission in which we, with a large consortium, look to the future research infrastructures that are needed to investigate relations between food and health. Researchers need an infrastructure to do their work. And the most obvious one is often a laboratory. As just important are the soft infrastructure. A lot of the work of modern scientists is done with data collected on food, data collected on patients, on experiments. And you have to be able to exchange that between researchers, between countries, and then you need definitions and protocols. They should be clear and standardized. And we are developing thinking on how those infrastructures should look like in, let's say, 10, 15 years' time, so that they can be built on a European scale.
The scientific coordinator of the project, Peter van 't Veer, professor in nutrition and epidemiology at Wageningen University, told us why the Eurodish project is important and what it will achieve.
Eurodish started because there was a call from the EU offices that they really wanted to know what would be needed to advance the research in Europe for achieving a better health for the European people. Because Europe is growing to a larger number of member states, 28 nowadays, but we're also at the same time growing in the number of people and especially the number of older people. And these two increase, on the one hand, our social and cultural diversity. On the other hand, it makes the prevalence of and the prevention of chronic diseases of major importance. Research on diet and health nowadays, however, is scattered and very diverse. And I think we can better address the health challenges if we unify our concepts and methods and if we build together on the equipment and technologies, and we call that research infrastructures, to do better research which really advances the health of European people. If we make such infrastructures that will help researchers to exchange data, to have comparable data, to link data together, and by doing that we can have a much better basis for advising to policymakers on what would be the best alternatives and strategies to achieve a better health for European populations.
The activities of Eurodish are organised by the DISH model, which is also the acronym used in the title of the project. Can you explain what this means?
We have organised the project according to the so-called DISH pillars, and DISH is an acronym for Determinants of Dietary Behaviour, that's the D, for Intake of Foods and Nutrients, that's the I for Intake, Status and Function Markers of Nutritional Health, that's the S, Status and Function, and at the end, the H, Health and Disease Risk for Foods and Nutrients. So together that makes DISH, and these determinants, then you have to think about issues of food like price, taste, culture values, beliefs, attitudes, but also socioeconomic conditions, age and sex, things that have to do with what we eat, why we eat it, when we eat it, etc. The intake pillar has to do with where the consumption of our foods leads to in terms of exposure, intake of foods, what do we actually eat in terms of foods, and what do we ingest in terms of the nutrients. And that, of course, is also interlinked with our physical activity and other lifestyle issue. But here we concentrate on the intake of foods and nutrients. And then the third pillar is on the status and function of the body. And then you have to think about issues like the fitness and the fatness of people, blood pressure, your vascular stiffness, serum cholesterol, your arteries, how they function, cognitive function, and things like that. So it's metabolic and physiological and functional status of the body. And that's a very important intermediate between the intake we just mentioned and the eventual risk of disease, the health outcomes. The fourth pillar, the H pillar on health and disease risk, relates to the heart health outcomes. In this project, we more think about the age-related diseases such as cardiovascular diseases, cancer, but also precursors thereof like diabetes, obesity, diseases of old age like dementia, and ultimately, of course, mortality. And we want that people are aging successfully to a certain extent with a good quality of life.
We asked Karin Zimmermann of Live Argeningen UR, what has the project been doing so far?
One of the first activities done by EuroDish was the mapping of the existing research infrastructures. And this mapping concerns desk research and doing interviews with experts to get more inside information about the gap and needs for future research infrastructures, but also adding perhaps not yet identified research infrastructures in the desk research, and to discuss possibilities of governance structures if we want to advise about new infrastructures. This was done in the first 9 to 10 months of this project, and this phase of the project was finalized with a workshop where all stakeholders interviewed and additional stakeholders were invited to discuss the main outcomes of the mapping activities.
Peter van Veer shared some of the initial findings from the project, which highlight the major challenges in researching food and health.
So far in EuroDish, we have made an inventory, an overview of the major existing research infrastructures and what is needed for the future. And at this stage, only a very crude picture emerges, and we have to refine that in the coming 1.5 year. But what we at least see is that we need a very good system for nutrition surveillance in Europe. And there is already a lot ongoing, but this really needs to be brought on a higher level of scientific rigor throughout the whole European community. And what we want to do is to assess what people are actually eating, because we know there's a huge diversity in Europe, and that also leads to a huge diversity in nutrient intakes, and that will probably partially explain the differences in health we've seen between North and South Europe, East and West Europe. So the nutrition surveillance is a very important basis for setting policies for the future. At the same time, we need so-called cohort studies. Cohort studies are not just assessing what people are eating, but they are relating this to their health outcomes. And studies like that have been done in the past, but nowadays we need to extend them with a number of biological intermediary markers, like the status markers I mentioned before, to advance this type of research. And you could also incorporate genomics type of and metabolomics into this. And the ongoing present cohort studies are not really designed for that. And for the future, we need this new type of cohort studies. A third emerging infrastructure, which is really promising and new, is that we need more on the, say, the D pillar side of the DISH model, which is on the food environment. We have to know why, when people are eating, what types of foods. What we eat, of course, is what we like, etc., but it's also what's available in our environment. And the food availability in our environment has changed enormously in the past 50 years. And that has influenced to a large extent what we are eating nowadays. And we need a better insight into the role of the social and the built environment on our food habits. If we have that insight, we can better foresee what type of interventions or policies might be fruitful in the future to achieve a better dietary pattern. And as a fourth, but that is a very scientific part, we need to build databases that enable us to link the data and the results from all these types of studies to each other, because if we know what people are eating and we know what leads to their health and we know what needs to be changed and what can be changed in the dietary habit, if we know this all together, then we can propose good policies, good strategies for the health of European populations, but only if you connect these three main infrastructures. So that's a real challenge for the next years to outline how such infrastructures could be developed.
We asked Peter, what were the upcoming activities of the Eurodish project?
From this point onwards, we will be working on two case studies, and we will develop a roadmap. The case studies are really meant to advance some ongoing work on existing infrastructures. One is on the nutrition surveillance. Practically, they're building an ICT system which enables us to link the food intake, the types of foods in many different countries, to link them to each other. You can imagine that the way people describe their foods and how they are named and labeled, of course, because of language and culture differences, this is very difficult to code and to know whether we talk about tomatoes, whether people mean the same tomatoes in another countries. So there is a lot to do to standardize and make results comparable from different countries. It's a real big challenge from an ICT point of view, and we are working on that. And another research infrastructure we are working on is what we call the nutrition phenotype database. And this is a very technical challenge also. Well, in the other areas of the DISH pillars, say the cohorts, the food environment, we will there design a roadmap, and we will also do that for the case studies, and propose a plan how we can implement new research infrastructures. And this will be done on the one hand from the scientific needs, what needs to be done to benefit the health of the European people. And on the other hand, we will have to look at what can be achieved realistically within 1 year, within 5 years, and within 10 years. And based on this, we can set priorities on what should be done in the work program of the European community and the research community in the next few years.
Can you please mention, for those who are interested in the results of Eurodish, when will the project be finalized and how can stakeholders be involved?
The project will be finalized 3 years from 2012, so that is in 2015. And the final results will be communicated again in a stakeholder workshop in the last 4 months of the project. And the last months of the project will be used to disseminate the results towards individual stakeholder groups to get more impact of the results within Europe.
In the next stages of the Eurodish project, there will be a couple of workshops, and we have a website with a forum where stakeholders who have not been contacted, or also those who have been, everybody can register and take part in discussions on that website. And of course, it's always possible to contact one of the researchers in the consortium and to have yourself heard.
Who are the most important stakeholders of Eurodish, and why should they contribute to the project?
Well, first of all, the research community itself, of course, because it's the research infrastructures will define their future research possibilities and the way they work. So I can imagine that leading scientists or young scientists have an opinion about that or would like to contribute. Then there are, of course, people in funding agencies and ministries who have to finance research in the future. So they will have a keen interest that our future research infrastructures are as efficient and effective as possible, because that lowers their financing cost, or in other words, more research can be done for the same amount of money. And then there are patient organizations. There are probably people in the health industry who supply material like laboratories or do other services like in ICT for the community. You could think also on health insurance and that type of organizations who are looking to the cost of the health system and who would like to collaborate or voice an opinion about what type of research infrastructures we need in the future, how we investigate the relationship between food and the status of people.
The Eurodish project, studying the need for food and health research infrastructures in Europe. You can read more about the project at www.eurodish.eu.